shiur is that Kuf Yud Beis, and we will Masechta Pesachim, and we will begin at the sixth line. Tana. We learned Oichlan Amashkim Tach Samita, food or beverages that are left under a bread, Afilu Mechupim Beklibazel, even if there's in a metal container, Ruach Ra Shar Aleihem, there's a Ruach Ra that's on them, and therefore you should not eat food, or actually not really keep food or beverages under the bed. There are a lot of interesting shailas that come up when we learn this halacha about food kept under a bed. There's a machlokes if b'di'evid, if food was left under the bed, what's the halacha? The Shvus Yaakov says that b'di'evid, the food may be eaten. The Gra was very machmer. The Gra said that even b'di'evid, if food was left under a bed, it may not be eaten. There's a story where his brother once had food that was left under a bed, and he disposed of it in a way that nobody could ever eat of it. There's another shaila. What about a food that's owned by a goy? If a goy leaves food under a bed, and now he gives you that food, or you buy that food, are you allowed to eat it? It's also machlokes. Some paiskim are machmer. Others say that it's no different than food that a goy doesn't wash negel vasser, and yet we eat the food that a goy prepares. This is no different. The Rav Paolim indicates that if somebody takes somebody else's food and puts it under a bed, so did the food become osir? So the klal is ein adam osir davish ein shaloi. I can't affect somebody else's food, and that food will not become osir. Also, as we mentioned the other day, food that was left under a bed Pesach by night, given that Pesach by night is a leil shemurim, that food may be eaten. A very common shaila that comes up is that people have carriages, baby carriages, and they have food that they leave in the container under the carriage, and there's a baby sleeping on top of that food. Is that food mutar asur? So many poskim say l'chatchila certainly should not be done, because we just said the food left under a bed where anybody's sleeping. Since sleeping is a 60th of death, so there's a ruach ra on that food, it should not be eaten. But the R paiskum that I make, the two main reasons, Mechas Yitzchak discusses this, the two main reasons the Mechas Yitzchak is makel is either because the food is not actually on the floor, it's on a container that's below the carriage, but not actually on the floor. There are other paiskum that say it's only on a dirt floor, we don't really live with our dirt floors. And there are other paiskim that say it's only an issue under a bed where a man and a woman are together. This is a baby carriage, so it's less of a concern. So but the evidence could be eaten. What about an esrig that was left under a bed? The paiskim say l'chatchili should not use an esrig that was left under a bed, because the halacha is for esrig to be kosher, it has to be something that you're allowed to eat, and we're not supposed to eat food that's under a bed. There are other paiskim that say that although the Gemara says that food left even in a container is osur, but if the container is sealed, we could be more makel. Rabbi Avadi Yosef quotes that in the Tshuvas. And l'chatchila, again, we should not use food that's left under a bed. Tan Rabbanan, lo yishta adam mayim, a person shouldn't drink water, loibel el revius, loibel shabbasos, not on Tuesday night and not on Friday night. Why? Because if you can't see the water you're drinking those nights, we're concerned there's a ruach ra in that water. And if somebody does drink without seeing the water, making sure that there's nothing wrong with it, Dama Barashai, he's responsible for what happens to him. Nei sakana, because it could be cause a sakana. My sakana, what is the sakana? Ruach ra. But if the person is thirsty and it's dark and he needs to drink, Maitakante, what should he do? Says the Gemara, Lame, he should say, Shiva Koyla Sh'ama David. David HaMelech in Tehillim says seven times the word Koyla on the word Mayim. V'hada Nishti, and then he could drink. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol Hashem Al Mayim, Kela Kavod Hirim Hashem Amayim Rabim, Kol Hashem B'Koyach, Kol Hashem B'Hodor, Kol Hashem Shoyva HaRozim, V'Yishaba Hashem As Arzei HaLvonon, Kol Hashem Choytzev Lavis Eish, Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar, Yochel Hashem Midbar Kodesh, Kol Hashem Yichoyle La Yolois, V'Yechsef Yorois, V'Vecholoi Kuloi Oymer Kovei. So So the Mashal says, since the first pasuk has the word mayim in it, even though the rest of the psukim have nothing to do with mayim, this is a eitzah if somebody needs to drink water on these nights. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that we know that if Yontif is on Friday night, we don't say the whole Kabbalah Shabbos. But Mizmor LaDavid, we say. Why do we say Mizmor LaDavid? Because since Friday night there's a sakana, we're drinking water. And the way that we avoid the sakana is by saying this kapitel. So that's why even when Yontif is on Friday night Shabbos, and we don't say the rest of Kabbalah Shabbos, this should be said. Viloy, if there are two ways of learning Viloy. Either he doesn't know, or he's not able to say this parak, or he doesn't have, he said it and it doesn't work. Lema hachi, lo shafin, in Gurin in Drafin, these are the names of different shadim, ben koichve yisivna, are between the stars, ben beli shmini azilna. You should go either to skinny people or to fat people, but don't start up with me. Viloy, if he doesn't know that, if there's somebody else along with him, nisare, he should wake him up. For lemelein, he should say to him, par planya baplanse, you the son of your mother's name, sechina maya, I'm thirsty. For hadanishte, and then he should drink, because as the mafashim explained, when there's more than one person there, the shade is concerned and won't start up. And the Mefarshim point out that some Sofer says, why do you mention the mother's name, not the father's name? So he says, in general, whenever we mispowel for somebody, we mention the mother's name, not the father's name. So some Mefarshim say the reason why we mention the mother's name rather than the father's name is because everybody's sure who his mother is. On the father, we're relying that it's probably your father. Here, when we're being mispowel for somebody, when we're davening for him, we should mention the mother's name. But another pshat I saw is that women do less averus than men. Women are not mechuyev mitzvah saseishas man grama, so they have a problem if they didn't do them. Women aren't mechuyev in Talmud Torah. So here we're davening for a person. We need that he should be saved, so we say his mother's name, it's more of a schus. Viloy, and if not, mekakish nachtema akhatzva, he should bang something on top of the barrel of water, for hadin nishta, and then he should drink. Again, because the noise will scare away the ruach ra. Viloy, and if not, nishde by midi, should throw something in the barrel of water, for hada nishde and then drink. Tan rabbanan, says the Braisa, la yishta adamayim, a person shouldn't drink water, loyman aharis, not from the rivers, loyman agarmim, not from brooks, belayla, at night. So Mefarshim say, you're never allowed to drink, the halach is, you're never allowed to drink water directly from the river or the brook, because you don't know what's in the water, and you may be drinking a creature, which is awesome. Here we're talking that you take it out with your hand, but still, at night, you shouldn't drink without looking, because you don't know what you're drinking. And if he does, he's responsible for whatever happens to him. My sakana, what's the sakana? Sakana shaviri. Rajbam says he's chas v'shalom could go blind. Vitzachi, and if he's thirsty, and this is the only water he has available to him, Maitakanti, what should he do? Iik inish ba'day, if there's someone else along with him, lemele, he should say to that person, planya ba'plantsa sechina mayim, I'm thirsty. Viloy, if there's no one there, lemele, iul anafshi, should say, planya amle imi, my mother told me, as dar, be careful, me shaviri, from blindness, shaviri, bariri, riri, yiri, riri. Sechina mayim, I'm thirsty, because chevri, and a white cup, and then drink it. So we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that afilo onish of Yisrael, even the poorest person, la yifchas lemi arba kaisis, has to have dalet kaisis. So that, the Mefarshim explained, the Mishnah had to teach us. Because as we learned previously, the reason why we're supposed to drink dalet kaisis is because it's tarecheres, so that we're free. But a poor person, maybe he can't show that he's free. Teaches us the Mishnah, everybody is supposed to drink dalet kaisis. But teaches us, the Mishnah continued to teach us, let's say the person can't afford, so he's allowed to take tzedakah to drink the dalet kaisis, to get wine for the dalet kaisis. Ask the Rav Pshita, obviously, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, so if he can't afford, we ask to take from tzedakah. Answers the Gemara, Nitzchah Ella Filler of Kiva. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that even Rabbi Kiva, the Omar, Asay Shabbat Chachol, Vatat Starach Labrius, that a person on Shabbos
should, if he can't afford, and the Rishonim have two pshatim, either we know our halacha is on Shabbos, so we're supposed to eat shalosh shudos, three meals. This person can't afford the third meal. Two meals he has enough for, but he can't afford the third meal. Or another pshat Rishonim say is that on Shabbos we're supposed to eat something extra, better. He could afford regular meals, but he can't afford something extra. So Rabbi Akiva says, "Asei Shabbat Chachol, it's preferable not to have to come to tzedakah, not to tzedakah lebris, not to collect. Hachi, so I would say maybe here too, maybe rather a person shouldn't take from tzedakah and not drink the dal kaisis. Hacha, b'shem pesumi nisa, because of pesumi nisa, we tell him better to take from tzedakah and be mekayim the mitzvah of dal kaisis." So the Mishnah Brewer says, certainly, when there's a mitzvah deraisa, and the person can't afford it, then he has to take from tzedakah. That means if a person can't afford tefillin, if a person can't have a sukkah, he's allowed to take from tzedakah. Here we're talking about a mitzvah derabbanan. So normally for a mitzvah derabbanan, he's not allowed to take from tzedakah. What is the one exception? There's really more than one exception. A mitzvah derabbanan that involves presume nisa, such as dalet kaisis, or Neros Chanukah. So Rabbi Akiva says, "Asei Shabbat Chachol," but on Shabbos, if you can't afford, then you should rather not eat Shalosh Shudos or not eat anything extra, but not take from tzedakah. The Mishnah Brura, however, says, if a person already, unfortunately, is taking from tzedakah, so then tzedakah has to give him for Shalosh Shudos, and tzedakah has to give him something extra. Here we're talking where a person can manage without it, then he shouldn't take tzedakah. Why is the halacha that he shouldn't take tzedakah? He has to eat shalosh shudos. He has to eat something extra. So the Chasam Sofer says that what is the makor that we're supposed to eat three meals on Shabbos? Because in the parashas Haman, in the parasha that talks about Haman, it says the word Hayoyim three times. So here we're talking about a person who's just the opposite of Mon. Mon means that we rely on Hashem. We don't rely on other people. So to take for Shabbos from other people is the opposite of the whole purpose of eating three meals. So that's why we should avoid taking from other people. Another Teretz Tachemdes Yisrael says is because what's the reason we're supposed to eat extra on Shabbos or eat Shalosh Shudos? Because it's an Einik Shabbos. What kind of Einik Shabbos is it if you're taking from someone else? So better not to take than to rely on someone else if you can. Mefarshim say, "Asei Shabbat Chachol." You're supposed to. There's two parts to Shabbos. There's one part of Shabbos, the Gashmius, and the other part of Shabbos is the Ruchnius. "Asei Shabbat Chachol." The Gashmius part of Shabbos should be treated like Chol, but not the Ruchnius part. Even if a person can't, unfortunately, have the Gashmius that Shabbos has to have, the Ruchnius he should have. But other Mefarshim say, "Asei Shabbat Chachol" is that a person during the week should treat the Chol like Shabbos. Just like Shabbos is a day of Torah mitzvahs, because you can't work, the Chol should be the same. What should a person's main effort be? Torah mitzvah, like Shabbos. Up to which point? Up to about Tzedarach Rebriyus. Until you have to come on to other people. You should talk and learn. You should do mitzvahs, but don't rely, Chas v'Shalom, that you should ever have to come on to other people. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Avol Oysahu, a little he should do. A little, as much to exert himself, to have something, to cover Shabbos, he should do. What does that mean? Omra, Papa, Kasa the Harsana. Kasa the Harsana were fish, small fish that were fried in flour. That a person, at least something, to cover Shabbos, that he should do. Fitnan, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rehudim and Tema Omer, have a os kanem, a person should be strong like a leopard, the kal kanesher, and like a eagle, rot could see, run like a deer. Fegiba kari lasrit son of vicha shabashamayim. So Mefarshim explained, a person should exert himself l'kavod Shabbos, at least to have something l'kavod Shabbos extra, even if he's very poor. I saw another pshat, beautiful pshat from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He's going back to the first part. What's the Gemara saying? That a person should do everything to avoid tzedakah. So he says, what the Gemara is teaching us, you have to be us kanemer. You have to be very strong to avoid living on a higher standard than you really could afford. Say Shabbat Chachol, v'altetztarach lebriyus. Live by what you could afford. It's us kanemer. It's not easy. You need to be strong, but that's what you're supposed to do. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Shivat Varim, Tzivar V'kivas Rav Shua Benoi,
Rabbi Kiva told his son Rabbi Yeshua seven things. So Rajbam says, who was Rabbi Yeshua Benoi? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was Rabbi Kiva's son. Why was he called ben Karcha? Because Rabbi Kiva was bald. So he was called ben Karcha, the son of a bald person. Tysus is very bothered with that, because how would we call Rabbi Kiva with a derogatory name, Karcha, that he was bald? So he says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was someone else, and this Rabbi Yeshua is not Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But I saw another pshat, that why is Rabbi Kiva's son called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Karcha means bald. Rabbi Kiva was the person that 24,000 Talmidim of his we know died. So it was Karcha. They were bald, they were missing. But then Tysus' question comes back. Do we want to remind us that Rabbi Kiva lost 24,000 Talmidim? So the Mefarshim say two answers. One answer is that at least we see how great he was, that he had 24,000 Talmidim. Or constantly to remind us that what are the repercussions of Lo'inagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh? If they don't treat each other properly, Karcha, we end up with missing them. And we always want to remember that. So he told his son seven things. Al Teishev B'Goyva Shalir. Don't sit at the top of the mountain. So I saw three pshatim. Betishna learned there. So I saw three pshatim. One pshat is, if you sit at the top of the mountain, that's where a lot of people pass, and they'll disturb you from your learning. Another pshat that I saw is that when you live on the top of the mountain, everybody sees how you live. Don't be in the public eye. Another pshat is the top of the mountain, Ben Yoyada says this, is where if there's a great wind or a hurricane, you're most exposed. So don't live in a place where you could end up being affected by a bad wind. V'al Tadu Be'ir, the next thing he told him was, don't live in a city, Shirashah Talmid Chachamim, that the heads of the city, the Rosh Hakol, are Talmid Chachamim. So there's a lot of pshat and why. One pshat is because if the Talmid Chacham, they're busy with learning and they don't have time to take care of the city. Another pshat that I saw is that if the heads of the city are Talmid Chacham and you're a Talmud Chacham, then they're going to ask you also to become one of the Rosh Hakol, and they'll take away from your learning. Another pshat that I saw is that usually the Rosh Hakol live in a higher standard of living. If they're the Talmidei Chachamim and they're the people you associate with, then you're also going to end up living on a higher standard, which is not preferable. Another pshat is that if they're Rosh Hakol are Talmidei Chachamim, everybody's always dissatisfied with what the Rosh Hakol do. So they're going to start hating Talmidei Chachamim, so they're going to hate you too. And the Tzai says an interesting pshat. He says, we're not talking that the Rosh Hakol are Talmidei Chachamim. Don't live in a city where the Rosh Hakol think that they're Talmidei Chachamim. That they think they're as smart as the Talmidei Chachamim, and they know best. If you live in such a city, that's not the place to live where you have such a president of the shul. V'al tikhanes lebeischa pesayim. Don't enter your house suddenly. Kol shekein lebeischa avercha, certainly to your friend's home. And we have two rayas from the Torah that that's what you're supposed to do. One is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to Adam HaRishon, he says, Ayaka, where are you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know where Adam is. He's supposed to ask a person where you are. And the other Raya is that the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol had bells on them. Why did they have bells? Because they should, so to speak, know that he's entering. V'atimna menolam al-arglecha. Always wear shoes. So the Farshim say, Pasha Pshat is because you never know what's on the floor. There could be glass, there could be thorns on the floor. And if you wear shoes, you're protected. And that's why the Shloss says, in a place where the minig is not to wear shoes, you don't have to. Of course, that's why the minig is that even on Yom Kippur and Tisha, when we're not allowed to wear regular shoes, we try to wear some sort of covering on our feet, because we should always have shoes on our foot. But I saw a whole different shot. Why are you supposed to always wear shoes? Because by Adma Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Arura Hadama, the earth was cursed. So we don't want to have direct contact between the feet and the cursed earth. That's why when you come to Makom Kadosh, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Sal na lecha me'al raglecha. Why? Because the land here is Kadosh. So it's not cursed. So you can have direct contact between your foot and the earth. That's why on Yom Kippur, which is a day that everything is Kadosh, we don't wear shoes because there's no cursed area. And that's why Tisha B'Av, which is the day on which we know Mashiach was born, so again there's an influence of Kedusha on that day, we don't have to wear shoes, our feet can touch the earth. Hashkin v'achoyel,
always get up early to eat breakfast. B'kayitz b'fnei cham, in the summer because of the heat, or b'kar b'fnei tzina, in the winter because of the cold. Breakfast will keep you healthy. Tasei Shabbat kachol, but the tzarach lebrius, this we explained, don't ask people for money and don't make anything extra on Shabbos. V'amishtadl im'odim shasham sachekes loy. Do business with a person who you see is fortunate. Amra Papa, so Papa says, don't buy yourself from him, because since his luck is better than yours, what's going to end up being is that he'll always get the better side of the deal. Elamavid shuchas badei, be his partner. The pasuk says by Eiv, Masa Yodov Berachto, that Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed anything that came into his hand. The kol anoitel pruta me'Eiv, whoever took even a dime, any coin from Eiv, Mizbarach had a bracha. Safir lemizvim minei ulizbunelei, even to buy a soul with him, shapa dami, because to have a relationship with him is very worthwhile. Continues the Gemara. Chamisha dvarim tzivur b'kivas of Shimon ben Yochi. Rav Kiva told Rav Shimon ben Yochi five things. Shechavish beis asurin, when Rav Kiva was put into jail, because we know Rav Kiva was put into jail because the Romans made a decree that they're not allowed to learn Torah, and Rav Kiva was still teaching Torah, so they put him into jail. Amalos Rav Shimon ben Yochi came to Rav Kiva and told him, Lamdeni Torah, please teach me Torah. Amalos enim alametcha, I won't. So Farshim asked, Rav Kiva was willing to go to jail because he was ready to teach people Torah. And here Rav Shimon ben Yochi is asking to learn Torah, and Rav Kiva refuses. So they say that Rav Kiva was willing to teach Torah b'rabim, in public, because the schus harabim, well, we need that the public should learn Torah. Here we're talking about an individual. An individual, he said, I'm not going to teach you. Amalai, so Rav Shimon ben Yochi tells Rav Kiva, Im ein atam lamdeini, if you won't teach me Torah, and the oimel Yochi Abba, I'm going to report you to Yochi, my father, or Masrucha, the Malchus, and he's going to report you. So Farsha, the Inyakov asks right away, is that the way somebody talks, that I'm going to report you if you don't teach me Torah? So some say, I'm going to report you because the halacha was that Talmid Chacham got a tax break. If you're not willing to teach Torah, you don't deserve the tax break. Another pshat that I saw was that Rav Shimon ben Yochi was saying that you're in jail because you're teaching Torah. My father's going to tell him, you're not teaching Torah, you don't deserve to be in jail. But I saw two more pshat. One pshat is, Rav Shimon ben Yochi was saying, you must teach me Torah. There's never an excuse not to teach Torah. And I saw, based on this, Rabbi Yoshua says an interesting psak. There was somebody who killed somebody, and he was in jail in Eretz Yisrael, and he was in jail, and he became a Baal Tshuva. He came out of jail, he wanted to go to yeshiva. There was no yeshiva that wanted to take him. So Rabbi Yoshua says the yeshiva must take him. He says a person, there's never an excuse not to teach a person Torah. But another pshat that I saw, very powerful pshat, is Rav Shimon ben Yochi was telling Rav Kiva, if you don't teach me Torah and I don't learn Torah, who knows what will become of me? I may fall to such a madrega that I'll become a meiser, that I'll report you to the government. That's what happens to a person who doesn't learn Torah. So I must learn Torah. So Amali, so Rav Kiva told him, Bani, my son, Yoisei mash egel roitz linuk, more than the calf wants to suckle, par roitz lahanik, the mother wants to nurse him. Amalai, Omiba Sakana, who is in greater danger? Valai Egel Basakana, the calf's in danger. I must learn. Amalai, so Rav Kiva told him, in Bikashta Lichonek, if you want to choke yourself, Hitler be Ilan Godel. So the Mefarshim explained what's pshat in this. Rabbeinu Chananel says that he was telling him that when you have a Shaila, be careful to go ask the Shaila be Ilan Godel. From a Choshva Talmud Chacham, a great Talmud Chacham. Rashi says, a very interesting pshat, that if you're going to say a psak, and if you're going to say it in your own name, nobody's going to accept it. But if you say it in the name of a great person, it will be accepted. You're allowed to say it in the name of a great person, even though he didn't say it, if that's what's required for people to accept it. But the Machzis HaShakel says, it's only allowed to be done if you know that that person who you're saying it in his name won't mind. And also, certainly, the Eliyahu Rabba says, you can't switch names. If you heard something from Rav A, and you want to say Rav B said it, you're not allowed to do it. The two other pshatim I saw was, one was Hitler ve'ilan gadol, go and learn Torah berabim. Because if you learn Torah berabim, you have the schus harabim that's behind you. Another pshat is learn from a great Rebbe, because he has great schusim, and his schusim will help you. When you teach your son Torah, lamdehu b'sefer muga, teach him from a sefer, from a book that you know is correct. Ma'ihi, what does that mean? Omrav v'itayim ramishansha b'chadato, when a person begins to learn shebeshto kivin the all. If you teach a child and you teach him something wrong, it stays with him the rest of his life. So you have to be careful to teach it to him when he's young the right way. So I heard from the Beis Yisroel, and certainly when you teach a child something right when he's young, it stays with him his whole life. Don't cook in the pot that your friend cooked in. What does that mean? Don't marry a divorcee as long as her first husband is still alive. A man who's divorced, who marries a woman who's divorced, he's thinking about his first wife, and she's thinking about her first husband, and they're thinking about each other, and those children will not come out the way it's supposed to be. Even don't marry a widow, but fish ain't called for a shavus. Not everybody has relations the same way. Says the Gemara, mitzvah v'guf gadol. What is an example of doing a mitzvah and having a lot of profit? Oichel peiris v'lo yischar, to eat peiris and not lose any money. So the Rashbam explains, the Gemara Masechtet b'Metzia speaks about mishkanta d'sura. Mishkanta d'sura is when somebody lends somebody else money, and the borrower gives the lender his field as a mortgage. And he says, you could have all of the profit, all the fruits that grow in the field, let's say for 10 years. Then after 10 years, you give me back the field. That's a wonderful business opportunity. Mitzvah of a guftar. What is the example of doing a mitzvah and remain pure? Noisi isha v'loi bonim, to marry a woman and have children. So Ramosh in the Tshuvas says two explanations to this. One, he says, it's talking about a person who doesn't have children. So by getting married and having children, he's mekayim two mitzvahs. One is mekayim the mitzvah pruvah, having children. And he's also mekayim the mitzvah that while he's married, we don't have to worry that he'll have impure thoughts. But says Reb Moshe, there's another pshat in the Gemara. Noisi isha, gets married to loy bonim. He already has children. He was already mekayim the mitzvah pruvah. Still he should get married. Because when a person is married, it's a prevention from having immoral thoughts. Abed Varm Tziv Rabbeinu Kaddish as Bonav. Rabbeinu Kaddish taught his children four things, and Mepharshim say right before he passed away. Al Toda B'Shechantziv, don't live in the city of Shechantziv, Mishum Delitzonihi, the people that don't pay, the people that are Litzonim, they make fun, they mock. And they'll schlep you along in that terrible trait. So the Chofetz Chaim says, isn't this Lashon Hara? So he says, first of all, it could be with something that everybody knew. So it's not Lashon Hara. Moreover, he says, even if people weren't aware of it, if the purpose of Rebbe telling this to his children was to protect them, that they should, chas v'shalom, not end up with bad midos, then you're allowed to tell them that. V'ateshev amitas ramis. Don't sit on the bed of a non-Jewish woman. Ikedamri, what does this mean? They shouldn't go sleep without saying Krishma Lamita. And the Mashah says Pshat like this. So why didn't he say, don't go to sleep without saying Krishma? So he says, because normally the halacha is that Krishma, if a person can't say Krishma B'Lashon Kodesh, he could say Krishma in any language. So he says, that's the Krishma that we say in Shul to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of saying Krishma twice a day, b'shach b'chukumecha. So Allah is, he could say it in any language. Here he's saying Krishma because he needs to be protected. Krishma that you're saying for protection, we need the malachim to understand. Malachim we know don't understand aramis. So therefore you have to be careful that the Krishma that you say alamito, which is for your protection, you should say in Hebrew. Vikadamri, the latins of Giyursa. Don't marry a Giyuris. Why? So the Rashbam says, because we're not allowed to embarrass a Giyuris, and it's very hard not to embarrass your wife. So if you're going to marry a Giyuris, you may end up doing the wrong thing. Brikad Amri, I remas mamish. You're not allowed to sit on the bed of a non-Jewish woman. Because
the Gemara, so Rajbam says the story with Rapapa was like this: the Rapapa, a non-Jewish woman, owed him money, and he kept on coming to her home to ask for the money. She didn't have the money, so what did she do one time? She killed her son and put him on the bed, and then Rapapa came to the house, and she said, "Sit down, I'll get you the money." Then she comes out and she pulls up the cover and she says, "You killed my son," and Rapapa had to run away. So because of that, he said, "Don't sit on the bed of a Ramaz." So Mefarshim asked, Rebbe's talking about this. Rapapa lived many generations after Rebbe. So how could Rebbe talk about something that didn't happen yet? So Pshat is, Rebbe knew what could happen if you sit on the bed of Ramaz, and that's taka what happened. But it's interesting to note, this Gemara is a Gemara Masechta Brachos. The Gemara Masechta Brachos says the Rapapa was smart enough not to sit down. What happened was he came to the home, she told him to sit down, he was right away suspicious, what does she mean? And he refused to sit down, not like the Rajbam. So Farshim say, what happened was he taka didn't sit down. But she anyway let out a libel about him, that he had sat down, that he killed a child and he had to run away. And that's why, be careful. Don't run away from the tax collector. Maybe they'll catch you. And take away from you everything you own. So Farshim asks, the halacha is dina de malchus adina. We have to follow the rules. So we have to pay taxes. So why should a person even attempt to avoid paying taxes? So the answer, the Gemara says in Masechta Nedarim, the only time we say dina de malchus adina is if they treat everybody fairly and equally. But if they don't treat everybody fairly and equally, there's no dina de malchus adina. So saying that even though you're not being treated fairly and you're not being treated equally, so you maybe don't have to pay taxes, but still there's repercussions if you're going to get caught by the tax collector. Val tamid b'fnei ashor, don't stand in front of the axe, b'shor sha'olim min agam, when it comes out of the river, nesh nesokin merakad ben kronov. The sotin is right between its horns. First we'll say by its horns means that at that point the axe feels all powerful. And then stay away. The Farshim say from here, Allah l'maisa. If a person is in trouble and he has two options, he could stay and fight or he should run away. Sometimes it's better to run away. Amar Ashmur b'shar shachar, we're talking about a black axe, or b'yom nissan, and in the Nissan days, when he comes out and sees the lush grass, he feels very confident, and don't start up with him. Tana Rabbi Yishe taught us, Machikim Mishar Tam, from a shah that we know that did not gore more than three times, we should stay away Chamishim Amma, 50 Amma. Mishar Mu'ud, from a shah that already gored three times, Kamalai Enov, as much as he could see. Tana Mishmed Rameya, Reish Tur B'dikula, even if the axe has his head in the basket of food, don't start up with him. Sok L'Agra, go to the upper floor, Bishar D'Darg Matusach, and take away the ladder, just stay away from him. Omarav, Nizid Tura, what does the word say if you're concerned that an axe is going to run after you? Say Hein Hein. Nizid Arya, if you're worried about a lion, say Zeh Zeh. Nizid Gamma, if you're worried about a camel, say Da Da. Nizid Arba, if you want to get your boat moving and it's not moving, say Hilna Hiya, Hila Vahiluk, Hulya. So the Meshech Chachma says, Pshat in the Gemara like this. He says there are two types of challenges a person has. Sometimes a person has a challenge that he has a taiva, a base desire, which is like an animal. So what's he supposed to do? Say the same word over and over. Fight! I'm not allowed to fall into that taiva. And sometimes a person has a challenge in Ashkofa. He has a question in Ashkofa. There, he should try different approaches. That's like by the boat that you need to move, try different types of approaches. Amrabaya, or dag. R means leather, dag fish, the kais chamin, hot water, obeyim eggs, the kenim levenim, and white lice, kum kashmal davaracha, they all could cause tsaras. Or, what does leather mean? Man the gona ameshka the tzola. Somebody sleeps on a bed made out of leather that hasn't fully been finished processed. Dag is shivuta, b'yayim nisim. To eat the shivuta fish in nisim. Kaisa is shiur the kaisa dahasana. You shouldn't eat the leftovers. We spoke about kaisa dahasana, the small fried fish and flour.
Chamin chamim dechaveim misharvelei. You shouldn't take a bath in a shower in very hot water. Beim eggs man the medrach klipim. Don't walk on eggshells. Kinim levenim, white lice is man the machvel levushei. Somebody that washes his clothing v'loy matalei tam neyomim, doesn't wait 8 days between the washing and putting them on. V'hoda lovishle, and then he puts on the clothing. Berin hanach kinim, if he washed his clothing because they had lice, if he doesn't wait 8 days, they're going to come back. The kashon davarach, and they could cause tzaras. Amra papa, base of the ispa shunra, a house in which there's a cat, lo nil by inish b'lay masani. A person should not walk in without wearing shoes. My tama, why? Mishum the shunra kut l'chavya, the cat kills the snake, v'ochalei, and eats it up. The ispa b'chevya karmiktini. In the snake there are small bones, and they're left on the floor. The yosel garmer the chivya akare, and if one of those small bones lodge themselves in the person's foot, like nofik, he can't get it out. The stakani kichas v'shon bein sakana. Ikadamri, based on the less by shinra like nail by inish. A person should not go to a house without a cat. Bakera mai tama, why? Dilmet micher by chivya. Maybe there's a snake, and the cat isn't there to eat up the snake, v'lo yoda, and so the snake will attack him. U'mastakin ha'chas v'shon bi'in sakona. Says the Gemara, Gimel devarim tzivra v'shmol b'rab yoisi es rebi. Al tas mum ba'atzmucha. Don't make yourself a blemish. Mahi, what does that mean? Lo tehevel chadina, don't have a dintayra b'hadi t'losa, with three people. T'chad have a baldinach, the Trey Sahadi. What's going to happen is if you're against three people, one will be your other litigant, and the other two people will say, we have no relationship to this business deal, and there'll be witnesses against you. The Ben Yoyada says, what does this have to mean with Al Pas Mum, with a blemish? We're talking about business. So he says, the original Gears in the Gemara was Mem Vav with an apostrophe, Mem, Nasa V'matin, and later printing, the apostrophe fell out. V'tamar al mekach, don't talk about a price of something, if you don't intend to buy it. So Mefarshim explain why. Number pshatim. One pshat is if they see me in a store trying to buy something, nobody else is going to want to buy it, because they're going to say he's trying to buy it. I'm really not anxious to buy it, and the storekeeper will lose out. Another pshat is that if I'm in the store talking about a price, and there's somebody else who also wants to buy it, so he's going to raise the price because he wants it. But he shouldn't have raised the price because I really didn't want it. Another pshat that I saw is that if everybody knows that I wanted to buy something, and then I end up not buying it, they're going to say, why didn't he buy it? There must be something wrong with it. And if there's something wrong with it, the next person's not going to want to buy it. But there's not really anything wrong with it. It's just that I was never really interested in buying it. Or the storekeeper is going to think there's something wrong with it, and he's going to lower the price for no reason. It's just that I was never interested in buying it. Ishtecha tavla, al teskut la leila rishayna. If your wife goes to the mikveh, don't have relationship with her that night. Omer rav, ubenida daraisa, hoil v'uchsuk, mayim psuach, dilma moshla zivishloish, dilma moshla zivah. So Mefarshim explained like this. Again, it's very important to say that this is not relevant in the way we observe Hilchos Taharas HaMishpacha nowadays. But as we said many times, in the Midaraisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 7-11 days. 7 days she's a Nida, and 11 days she's a Zava. That means if she becomes a Nida at the beginning of those 7 days, even if she has a flow of Dam all 7 days, Midaraisa, if she goes to the mikveh that night, she's fine. And then if she continues during the 11 days, she can become a Zava. Now, however, teaches us the Gemara that if a woman had a flow of dam for 7 days and she goes to the mikveh the night after the 7 days, don't have relationships with her that night, because you're not quite certain that she's not going to see dam that night, and you ended up living with a woman who's a Nida or a Zava. Again, in our world, the way we observe Taharas Mishpacha, it's not relevant, because we never have relations with a wife until she has Zayin Nekiyim, 7 clean days, so then this Gemara isn't relevant. Continues the Gemara. Shloisha Dvarim, see Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda told Rebbe 3 things. Al Teitzei Yechidi Belaila, don't go out by yourself at night. V'altame b'fnei haner orav. Don't stand in front of a candle without any clothing. V'altechnes l'merchet tzchadish. Don't go into a new bathhouse. Shem etipachis, because the floor is made out of wood, and we're concerned that that floor may collapse. At kama, how long aren't you allowed to walk into a new bathhouse? Or ad yubeis chodesh. For the first 12 months, we're not sure that it's strong enough. V'altame b'fnei haner orim. Don't stand in front of a candle without any clothing. Tanya omid b'fnei haner omid have a nichfa. If somebody stands without clothing in front of a candle, he can become epileptic. V'amishamish mitasel oriner. If somebody has relations in the room with a ner on, have a lebonim nichfam have children who are epileptics. Tanabon. Somebody who has relations on a bed in which a child is sleeping, that child can become an epileptic. Only if the child is not a year old. I will have a barshata. If the child is already a year old, less lumbar, there's no problem. If the child is sleeping by the feet of the people laying on the bed. Avagadi lahadi reishi, if he sleeps by the head of the people on the bed, less lambal. V'loy maran, el v'loy manach yodelei. The people don't put their hands on the child. Avamanach yodelei, if they put their hands on the child, less lambal. Atetzi yechidi b'layla, don't go out alone at night. The tanya lo yetzi yechidi b'layla, don't go out alone at night. Loy leila b'ruvias, v'loy b'layla shabbos. Not Tuesday night, and not Friday night. Neshigaris bas machlis, it's the name of a shed. He ushmoina es ribu shemalachi chavala. Here, she and 180,000 shedim yoytzim. V'kol echad v'echad yeshloi rushus l'chabal b'fnei atzma. Each one of them could cause damage. Says the Gemara, mikara v'shchichi kula yomna. At the beginning, those shedim were there every day. Zim nechada pogib Reb Chanina ben Daisa. Once they met Reb Chanina ben Daisa, Amrlei, so they told him, Ilav, the machron zlach berukiyas, not that we heard in Shemayim, chazaru b'chaninu b'tarosai. Be careful about Chanina and his Torah. So the Mashal says, what's pshat Chanina b'tarosai? Chanina means his mas and toivim, his great deeds, u'b'tarosai, and also his learning, sakanta. You would be in danger. Amrlei, so Chanina told him, icha shivna berukiyah, if I'm that distinguished in Shemayim, Goizani Alecha, I decree Shlei Tavuri B'Yishav B'Loilam. You should never be anymore in this world. Amrlei, so the Shaydim told him, Mimetusmanach, we beg you, Shavach Lei Rafkapur, to leave us something. Shavach Lei, so he left them, Leili Shabbosis V'Leili Revias, Tuesday night and Friday night. Why Tuesday night and Friday night? So Mepharshim explained, as we know, in their days, the days that the Beis Din sat, the market day, were Monday and Thursday. That's why we have Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday. So Sunday night, the people are coming to the market. Monday night, they're going home from the market. Wednesday night, they're going to the market. Thursday night, they're going home from the market. Matzoi Shabbos, people who came to the city are going back home. So the two nights that are left over are Tuesday night and Friday night. Another time the Shaydim met Abaya. Amalei, Ilav, the Machri Lach Berukiya. If not that they said about you in Shemayim, his Haru b'Nachmeni b'Tarasai, be careful about Nachmeni in his Torah, have a sakantech. So we see from here the Mepharshim point out that Abaya's name was Nachmeni, Rashbam says. But why was he called Abaya? So the Mepharshim explained, because since Rabba b'Nachmeni raised him, and he didn't want to call him Nachmeni because his father's name was Nachmeni, so he called him Abaya instead of Nachmeni. Why do you call him Abaya? One pshat is because Abaya, I raised you, I became your father, because he was an orphan from both parents. Or Abaya stands for Asher Becha Yerucham Yosem. That you see from here, the Rava took Abaya, the orphan, into his hand. So he said, if not that they said about you, as that be careful about you and your Torah, have sakantach. You would be in sakana. I'm like, eich hashivnim berukia, if I'm that distinguished, gezrein alecha b'lai shalai tavari b'yishav la'il. That you should never come. Says the Gemara Chazina d'Avra, we do see that they come. Amra hani gezyaisen ninu. These are really people that go on the side of the road. The shanti susya, but sometimes the horses on which the shadim ride go off the path. So also, Davilu, and that's how they come into the road, but really they don't, they're not really supposed to be amongst where people live.